World markets have plunged as the number of coronavirus cases outside China surge. The Dow Jones Industrial Index was down by 1,000 points at midday in New York, following steep losses in Asia and Europe. At last count, it's off, still off over 1,000. That's 3.6%. A big fall. Here, the NZX had its worst day in 4 months yesterday, and in Australia, $50 billion Australian was wiped off the ASX. Bloomberg senior editor John Authors is on the line from New York. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. This is a sizable fall, probably the biggest in a couple of years. Why today? We've known about coronavirus causing potential economic damage. What's triggered it today?
We now have clear evidence that however this virus is going to develop, however it's going to finally come under control, it's not going to follow the script of SARS or MERS or even Ebola. And there had been great hope. People had been looking at charts showing the development of those previous epidemics and mapping the market onto it, which is why there was a big, we can now see, overconfident belief that the bottom was in for that little scare at the end of January. I guess the big change that has caused this over the weekend is that it's now clear that we have significant outbreaks in a number of countries other than China, which is something that is new, and that has scared people. I guess particularly Italy, the fact that it's in Europe has really scared people here in Wall Street and obviously in Europe.
Is this a catalyst for a correction in share markets that some felt was necessary? As you mentioned, that they'd certainly been quite buoyant over the last few weeks.
I personally think it could be, but even though I have been one of those people thinking that there should be a correction, I do think it's important to say that so far the market is behaving reasonably sensibly in response to a very complicated picture. The kind of people who invest in markets, who allocate capital, aren't experts in epidemiology, and they have a limited number of templates of precedents to go on. And so you could see this almost as a random walk in response to news. For a couple of weeks, it did seem as though the spread of the virus was slowing and that it was steadily coming under containment, therefore buy. Now we can see that it's plainly broken out in a few other places, therefore sell. This isn't yet a correction, and while I think it could be a catalyst for a correction, I wouldn't yet be that confident that that's going to happen. Plainly, if things get worse on the virus, then things could get worse in the market.
Indeed. Just put into context what the fall is today. So we're talking over 3.5%, and also, I mean, commodity markets, oil prices, for example, down 5%. So how serious is that?
I would say the single most serious, that's serious. The worst fall, at least since Donald Trump reopened and escalated the trade war, took people by surprise at the beginning of August last year. And that is very alarming in its own right. The other thing I would say is if you look at the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield, which is arguably the single most important measure in all of the world's money markets, has actually hit an all-time low today. People are that concerned for safety that you've now got the lowest level ever. You're also seeing gold shooting up. Those are very, very clear signs of great anxiety. And the fact that you've got such low yields would, for most of the last 10 years when we've had this very weird bull market in stocks, that would normally support the stock market. The fact that the bond market is freaking out and it's not helping the stock market is very concerning. This is certainly one of the most dramatic days for world markets in some years.
John Authors, thank you very much for your time.